Velodrome, the Sylvain Adams Velodrome Multisport Centre Desjardins opened its doors on October 3rd right here in Bromont-Mississauga's village of Bromont, an initiative on part of the Centre National de Cyclisme de Bromont. An exciting and a long-awaited project, Delphine Dumas, Marketing Director for the Centre National de Cyclisme de Bromont, gives us all the details about this project. Hello all! You are tuning into CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Thank you so much, Delphine, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks to you.
So how long has this velodrome project been in the works? I know there's a history here in Bromont with an outdoor velodrome.
Yeah, so the Centre National des Cyclistes, we've been working with cyclists from around Quebec for like about 22 years now. When we started the project of the National Center, we had this outdoor track. It's the track from the Olympics in Atlanta in 96. And so we bought the track from them and then moved it to Bromont in year 2000. So, And so we had the outdoor track. We also have, and we still use it, the BMX track outdoor. We have a pump track, and 4Ks of mountain bike in the forest behind. So, yeah. So then 5 years ago, when we, it's more than that. It's about 7 years ago, we started to see our outdoor track, having some issues. We needed to replace some boards and so we started to think about an indoor track. The only one we had in Quebec was the one in Montreal, which is now the Biodome. So the athlete, they needed a space, an indoor track. So we started to think about how we would manage to have this indoor track. At first, it was supposed to be like a soccerplex where you have like the indoor, it's just a roof. But then people got interested in our project and then it became this multi-sport center where you have the track itself, but then also different facilities and activities you can practice.
Yeah. Now, this is the first indoor, well, there was the one in Montreal, like you mentioned, but this is the only one in Quebec, and it's such a big accomplishment. How was this project made possible? Did you have collaborations within the community? Did you have financial support?
Yeah. So it's actually a $22 million project. We're a nonprofit. So it's a huge amount of money to raise. So we started to think about the project, then we reached out to some people in the community and then to banks and then government. And so many person got interested in our project. The first donor is Sylvain Adams. He's from Montreal. He's a cyclist. He started to practice the velodrome here in Bromont when he was about 40 years old. He now owns 2 velodrome in the world. Oh. So he gave us the first $2 million that started the project, this little spark that helped us to raise the whole $20 million.
Yeah, people really believed in the project.
Yeah, exactly. Not only people from the cyclist community, but also people from Bromont, the area, the Bromississkoa area, but also just people really interested in like the multi-sport aspect, because cycling is a big part of what we are, because we're cyclist oriented, but
yes,
we think about all the other people in the community that we can bring to the cycling world by practicing other sports.
Yeah, that's actually a great introduction into my next question. Was like, could you like just describe the velodrome a little bit and like the spaces that you're talking about and what kind of sports it will integrate here into the velodrome?
Yeah, so it's, you really need to come and see it, because it's really hard to describe, because it's people don't expect that many activities being possible in the velodrome at the same time. So we have the track on the second floor, and then we have a pump track, which is an asphalt track where you can practice either with a skateboard, a scooter, or a bike, mountain bike, BMX, whatever, a run bike. Kids can try the track, so you have that. Then we have 2 surface, like a regular gymnasium, like a school gymnasium, where most people come here to practice pickleball, which is huge. We have so many people, people from Knowlton Club and Roman's Club, Shepherd's Club, people from all around. They come here to practice their sport, but we also have volleyball, soccer, so many different options that people can come here. We have basketball, so whatever, we have it. And then we have a race track where people can do walk or jogging, and then a spinning class and a fitness center. And then in January, we will open a installation. We call it the Zone Acrobatique, which is going to be a place where people can practice tricks and jumps with their bike. It's similar to a skate park, but with bigger features.
Yeah, and with a bike rather than a skateboard.
Yeah, exactly.
So really the Velodrome is wanting to be like the center of the community for people who want to be active and just engage in their favorite sport and their favorite activities.
Exactly. And then we also think about the people who like to enjoy just watching people practicing sports. So we have a hub where you can enjoy a beer or a coffee, a snack, and then people can just come here and just watch people practice different kinds of sports.
And discover.
Exactly. Just watching people being on the track, it's so impressive. They're so fast, and it's track is so steep. It's a 42-degree angle, so it's really impressive.
I saw it, and I was like, how do people do this?
Yeah, exactly. So people need to come and see it, but you don't need to be into sports to enjoy your time here. There's everything for everybody.
Yeah. When I was given the tour, I was told that you also have like programs here for the local students that are here, some of the schools that are in the area as well.
Yeah, so we've been doing the Sport Études program for many years. So we have the kids from Massé-Vanier, they come here. We also, and then Mont-Sacré-Cœur in Granby and Verdivin also. But we also welcome kids from different school every day. We have kids, even during winter, we do activities. So yeah, lots of kids from school in the area, and even from Sherbrooke and then like larger area, they come here to learn cycling. We also have some people from universities. Sometimes we have adults that never did ride a bike in their life, and they learn here how to do it in a group with their school. So it's really fun.
Awesome. You were saying how like you want people to come here and you want people to watch and to learn and to discover. So do you have like events here that take place?
Yes. So the first one we'll have is going to be on December 30th. So it's the first Quebec Cup. So people can come here, and it's during Christmas time. So people can come here with their families and just enjoy and watch the track. So we'll have, so this is the first event. We'll do three Quebec, so another Quebec Cup and then a Quebec Championship. And then at the end of April, we're going to welcome the Canadian Junior Championship and the Para, because we also do paracycling events here. Yeah.
So Bromont seems to be the place to go for cycling, even across the country.
Yes, it's our mission, and it's our vision to be the place for cycling in North America. So we want the whole Eastern Township region to be known for cycling, and we want to be the place where you can practice all. Yeah.
Now you kind of touched on this throughout the interview, but from your perspective, what does the Velodrome contribute to the community, and what are your big hopes at the end of all of this?
First thing, we want to make sure that people come and enjoy cycling and learn new things here. We not only we do that with sport, but we do that with a certain program we have. It's called Goodzy. So we give kids from the community a chance to learn good life habits, like sports, like practicing sports on a regular basis, but also learning to cook, because we have a fully equipped kitchen here. So we welcome chefs. So kids come here, they do a full weekend. And so they come here, they learn how to practice BMX, for an example, and then they cook meal together. And so we're really, the community gave so much to us to accomplish what we have now and what we've done in the past 20 years that we want to give back to the community. So we have our regular services where we think we give back to the community by offering services, but we want to do more and invest in a future generation by giving them good life habits and teaching them how to do so.
Now, those were all the questions that I had for you, Delphine, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for the community to know.
Yeah, sure. So the one thing I want to mention is that track is something really different than from the regular cycling activities that we know, and it looks a bit scary, and then it looks like just only athletes can do it, but it's really easy for everybody to learn. And we have this program that it's easy to access, but not only we have it a couple times a week, but it's quite cheap. So you can come and enjoy and try the track and learn something new here. So you should look up on our website and check the initiation. It's a program where you do two classes of 2 hours with an instructor. We rent you the bike and everything. And so you have 2 hours where you learn how to ride the bike on the track. And it's really fun. Everybody enjoy it. And so far in the last month, we've trained 500 people to do so. So yeah, so it's really popular, and we really want people to just come and try it out.
Yeah, like don't feel the need to be an athlete to come here, exactly. But just anyone in the community.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and the feeling is amazing. So you need to try it.
Well, thank you so much for the interview. I really appreciate it.
Thanks to you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.